get their nutrients, man.
Hack.
Big flame.
Hack. Kato Tool.
I am appalled.
Triple J.
Having a deep love of traffic lights might sound unusual. And being totally into traffic lights, even though you've never even seen them before, well, that's definitely unusual. If you're confused about what the hell I'm talking about, maybe think back to an interview last year on Hack with a guy called Rory.
When I was at school and she was my favourite teacher and she died of cancer, there was a little bit of anger in it, and the anger wasn't at any human. It was directed at God for telling her time was up. Maybe I thought he made a mistake thinking she was 74.
That was Rory. He has a condition like Asperger's syndrome, which is a bit like autism. He's also born blind, and he fronts a band called Rudely Interrupted, which has just announced that this band will be performing at a special United Nations event in New York in December. Luke Williams caught up with him to see what's been on the road to the States.
Hello. Rory. Nice to see you again. It's Luke from Triple J. Hi.
Sorry, we're a few minutes late. Class went a couple minutes over time.
That's okay. Now, just to let you know, the red light is on.
What? On?
Which means I'm recording.
And I think you told me when it's on play, it goes to green.
Correct. That's correct. So we're at your TAFE.
Yes.
How's your TAFE going?
Excellent in the Certificate 4.
Now, you've got a necklace on.
Set of traffic lights.
You know, I was thinking, because I know that you're into traffic lights, I was keeping count of the amount of traffic lights that we went past on the way here on the taxi, and there was three, and they're all green.
You did not get a single red light?
No red lights at all.
Any of them red on approach and then went to green?
They were all just green. They were all just green all the way.
And they didn't even go orange as you were going through?
No, they were all green.
Yes is green, no is red, and guess what colour for maybe?
Orange.
Yeah.
I've heard that you're going to be performing in New York very soon, is that right?
Yes, we are. We're doing shows in Chicago, New York, and also London.
Wow. How's your band going anyway?
Oh, really well. I think it's exceeded expectations.
Really? But are you enjoying it?
Very much so. And you know, did I tell you in our last meeting I'm looking for love?
You did mention that, yeah. And are you still looking in all the wrong places? So you haven't...
Well, I guess you could say I'm getting a bit desperate.
Yeah, look, we've all been there. What would be your kind of like your ideal partner?
Maybe someone who also is, if not as talented as me, but an up-and-comer.
Hey, do you write your own music?
We do a mixture of writing our own songs and also covers.
Okay. What's your favourite song that you like singing?
We've written a song lately called The Pimple Song.
Oh.
Have you heard The Pimple Song?
No. How does it go?
I got a pimple on my neck.
I like it.
To death. Mum is not so keen on it. She reckons it's a bit silly.
Well,
I don't blame her, but
I'm sure it's a song a lot of people can relate to. So, you're in class with Rory?
Yeah, yeah. I'm in I think two or three classes with Rory. Yeah.
How do you go in class with him? Is it good fun? I'd imagine.
No, it's all right. He can have a bit of a joke around, but other times he can be a bit tedious. He's not very impressed when people are late and whatever else. So if the teacher rocks up 5 minutes late, he's raving and ranting for a good 10.
When class finishes late.
No.
Is that true, Rory? Do you sometimes have a go at people when they turn up late and have
and
a go at the teacher?
Also, when classes finish late, that is morally bankrupt.
That is morally
one
bankrupt.
One of his favourite sayings. Every now and then he pops up with some.
You know what it makes me want to do to them for when we go late? KO. Look, I hope this band goes a long, long way.
Well, it sounds like it's heading in the right direction, doesn't it?
Well, I eventually want the whole world to know what we're capable of. We want to get send a message across that just because we all have some form of disability, that does not in any way, shape or form act as a musical disadvantage to us.
That might even be an advantage.
So we use our weaknesses as our strengths.
That's Rory. He's the front man for Rudely Interrupted, a band realising any band's dream and heading to New York in December to play a special UN gig. You can find out more or even make a donation to help them out on their trip at rudelyinterrupted.com. We'll check in with Rory at the end of the year to see how they did. Well, coming up next, an auction for used cars.